a mystery. What it is that you come to me? I cherish the reason that to be. I cherish the reason and the mystery. Cause I got a brand new, I got a brand new treasure. I got a brand new pearl. I got a brand new treasure.
Mixtape for your own personal mix of Vancouver's best independent views and more. Me, Jesse, and my co-Amy on our trek through Vancouver's underground, Sunday nights at 8 o'clock on CJSF.
Hey, this is Anuki, your Faculty of Environment representative, here to let you know what the SFSS is. The SFSS is a student union that I'm led, and it represents and advocates for the interests of the 26,000 undergraduate students at SFU. We are a non-for-profit support network and a voice at SFU, which provides to the UCAS and health and dental. We also provide support to make your student life better. You can reach the SFSS on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or by emailing us. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you.
Live from the basement of the sub high atop Burnaby Mountain, this is home of Burnaby Rock. SF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish. And welcome back. A pen show favorites, April 19th today. Again, beautiful day outside, nice and sunny, and very normal last time but I haven't checked lately. Basketball. What's basketball here? The Heat, yeah, they won by 21. Hastings and Celtics are number one seed. And that, again, the basketball and the hockey both get going in earnest, the playoffs this week. And, of course, the Canucks are on Sunday. Back, that was a set. This is a show favorites episode. And this one, like, I think I mentioned before, and now I can reference stuff a lot easier and figure out if I've played things twice or three times or whatever. So all these songs are just, you know, I don't know. These are all, how do I describe the show tonight? I think there's one A song on the show tonight, and it's all pretty steady otherwise. I'm not playing anything for the third time tonight. I think I've played like maybe a couple dozen, maybe 30 at most songs three times at this point. But I've almost been on the air 5 years. It's pretty good. Some stations play the same song like 27 times a day. Anyway, welcome back. And that was X. It was an old one, Beyond and Back. I don't even know what year that was. Probably 1980 or earlier. And Turbo. Their one album. that I don't want to say the name of it. I don't want to say what it is. That they're filthy. It's a really good record, though. What a fun. It was Queens of the Stone Age. It's from Era Vulgaris, and it was Dumb, with Excuse Me, from their record from last year. And then three from Brandon Saucier, Big Dream off of Made by Yesterday, and then Sick, and then it was Tim Spacey, one of his many different monikers, Reality or Linearality. And then, where are the OCs in there? I think I got to refresh. I don't know why it does this. Then it was, yeah, it was the OCs after that with The Dream, Carrion Crawler, and then Flatworms with Pearl. And then Smirk finished up the set there. So that's what's going on. Goodness. Sorry, I the levels. I'm always having issues with the levels here on the home studio mic. Great to be in studio. It's really nice to hang out here. I swear. Yeah, I was going to talk about just artists behaving badly. We had the James Blake stuff. And, you know, he has valid points, but it's just like, how hasn't the music industry changed? Like, what do you think it would be the same? But, yeah, he does deserve money from TikTok, I guess. If his songs are on there, he should probably get money from TikTok. But otherwise, I mean, there's still going to be good music without James Blake. I'm sorry. Anyway, I'm going to, like, an anecdote from years ago. It was my aunt always gives me books, and those are the only ones I ever finish. And, it was called Fargo Rock City, the book. It was nonfiction. Chuck Klosterman wrote it. He is a columnist featured in Rolling Stone. Republicans, he's like music. And he grew up in Fargo, North Dakota. The book, this is funny, the working title was Appetite for Deconstruction. Cute, but Fargo Rock City. And in the book, he talked about how there was two different types of music fans where he grew up in the Fargo-Moorhead Metroplex. And either you love country music or you were metalhead. And that was basically the two types. And there was only one artist that everybody could agree upon, and it was John Cougar Mellencamp. So metalheads and country people alike were all united under John Cougar Mellencamp. Now, he's our first artist. And he really likes Joe Biden, and so he got into it in the crowd with, it's Wisconsin, and it's a swing state, but he got some Trump supporters and ended a show early. And then Damon Albarn from Blur, I've played them on here, I love Blur, they were at Coachella, and they didn't get a really warm reception, and he tried to get, you know the song Boys and Girls, like he tried to get them singing he's tried to get the thing happen, and he threw a tantrum. So I don't know, that song's like, it's almost 30 years old. Like, that's an old song. You can't expect people to know about that kind of stuff. So just, you know, I don't know, Mellencamp, he needs to know his audience. I mean, come on. I mean, there's going to be Trump supporters in your audience. You probably shouldn't upset them with all the Brandon talk. And then Damon Albarn, I mean, I don't get Gorillaz to tour. Get them to play Coachella. That'd be way better. More music. I'm going to put more music on. CJSF, best station. We do have Listener Appreciation Week coming up. I played my promo earlier. Pretty good. How do I start this set? I really want to play this song with all the basketball talk tonight. I might screw up my numbers, but this is such a good song. I'm not partial to this team. But you gotta hear this, it's really, really good.
can deny all the things I've seen, but not for much longer, because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Kevney, and you're listening to C90.1 Burnaby.